Hey there, welcome to Midlife Millennial. We are a married couple, Bob.
And I'm Deanna.
And we're here to talk to you about
everything that's going on in our midlife.
As millennials.
Hey guys, so you know what? Let's just jump right in. We've been planning this European excursion for a while now, and it's finally just a few weeks away. We are going to Rome, Italy, and then we're also going to be going to the Amalfi Coast and some things in between. So we're pretty excited. The kids are excited, I think. I don't know.
They're excited. Nobody wants to do the airplane travel, but you can't get there without a little plane ride.
It's true.
It's going to be exciting. I mean, I'm looking forward to the Colosseum. We're doing all the things. We're doing all the tourist things initially because, you know,
when in Rome. Honestly, I feel like it's one of those things that if we fly all of those hours to get overseas and then I don't get to see the things I want to see, that would be upsetting. I am.
What's making you most excited about this trip to Italy?
Well, okay, it's kind of a interesting answer because I'm excited to do all of these things, but I'm also kind of concerned that we're going to be doing too much, and then it's just going to feel
such
like
a humble brag. Oof.
What are you?
I'm kind of concerned that we are doing too many amazing things on our trip. That's like somebody in the job interview. What's your biggest flaw? I think I just am too ambitious.
First of all, that was not the sentiment. That was kind of what I'm saying is, with the kids, like we have to take a train here and then take
a ferry
there.
We have to have so much fun. You know what? I didn't go to Italy as a kid. I don't think you did either. So you know what? It's like, shut up, children. Enjoy your stay in the country of love or whatever
right.
it is, the romantic.
You're right. I think there's There's a little part of me that's like, all right, are we going to be so exhausted? And is it going to feel more like work than a vacation? I think that's a valid concern.
So this is where we slightly differ because to me, I think we both want to do a lot of things, but I always want to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you usually want to do a lot of things. That's where we differ. I'm plotting a run after this podcast, followed by an ab workout with you, followed by probably 30 other things before I go to bed.
Okay. Well, exactly. So
the key is
plotting, though. What I'm saying is, do we want to go over there and have a list of things that we have to do? Like, on a schedule. Here's the thing. Here's where we really differ. For those of you who don't know, we differ in what we view as vacations. When I think of vacation, here's what I picture. Waking up whenever the hell I want to. Eating an amazing breakfast wherever and whenever I want to. Maybe get a little sun. Maybe jump into a pool. Maybe sit there and read a book. Or just stare out into the nothingness and be fine. Like, to me, like, I think of vacation as, like, I don't want to be told what to do. I don't really want to be on a schedule. Mm. I just want to be able to sit there and stare at the water or the trees or the mountains and just chill. Now, I get, like, we're going to a very historical city, and I'm excited for that because, honestly, any city that I go to, I got to hit up a history museum. That's just something I enjoy doing. So I'm looking forward to that, but why don't you go ahead and tell them what we're doing? Just to, you know, so I don't sound crazy.
We fly in on a Friday night. And by the way, we're going to be podcasting from there just because.
Why not?
When in Rome. I think we get in Friday night. Saturday, we're doing the Vatican Museum. We're doing some other stuff in Vatican Square, whatever we call it, Vatican City, I don't know. Sunday, we're trying to get tickets to Easter Mass with the Pope, you know, just kind of hobnob. And then Monday we're doing the Colosseum. We're also doing San Clemente. It's like a, it's like four churches that are buried in between underneath each other, and you get down below to like the Roman gods. It's just sort of layers upon layers of religion. And then we leave for the Amalfi Coast, and then we're going to the Blue Grotto, and we're talking about going to Pompeii maybe. And
so at what
we're
point,
going to some food, get some food probably.
When do we
at some
sleep?
Point.
When do
you
we
sleep
rest?
When you die.
Yikes. Okay. Anyway, the point is those things are all things I want to do, but there's no like day where, hey, we just rest and we kind of just hop on a city bus. They got buses. Hop on a city bus and just like go relax for the day. Or it's going to be like, no, you got to be here at this time, and you got 3 hours slot, and you got to do this, and now you're going here. And I'm feeling a little bit like, I guess anxious is probably the word. Like, anxious about feeling overwhelmed.
She's feeling anxious. I'm feeling eager.
Oh,
eager versus wow. Anxious. Important to know. We often get those words mixed up. They're different. Eager connotes I'm anticipating, I'm excited. Anxious is I'm a little bit timid, I'm nervous, I'm scared. So that's the difference right there. She's an A, I'm an E. Scusame. My part of the podcast. Scusame.
Prego.
Grazie.
Prego.
Prego.
We've been... That means like, go ahead, right?
Oh, good.
Oh, see.
Grazie. Grazie.
I knew that. I'm very excited to go. I've never been over to Europe. So for me, this is more than just a... historical trip. This is like, hey, I get to check that off my bucket list. There's a lot of people who don't get to cross seas. Not that my ancestors wanted to cross the seas.
You're supposed to cross T's, not C's.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, so we're excited. I'm actually proud of myself.
I rolled over your slave ship joke. Sorry.
Yeah, you sure did.
Well, that's what we always do. We kind of skim over.
That didn't really happen.
I don't want to talk about slavery.
Yeah, it wasn't my people.
I mean, Italy didn't do anything with slavery, right?
Nothing. No Italian ever did anything. Anyway. I didn't pack anything yet. Now, for those of you who don't know, I can fly to freaking Boston and have my bag packed 2 weeks before that trip. And that's Boston.
I mean,
we're talking about leaving the country, and I haven't packed a single item.
We're not going tomorrow, though.
I know. I'm just saying. Maybe you know what? That's probably why I feel anxious.
Unless we air
right?
this podcast the day before we go, and then it's like she hasn't packed.
Oh no.
She's
no.
talking about packing days in advance. Everybody, just to let you know, Deanna is her closet shows signs of hoardism.
Yeah, I agree. With that.
Hoardism.
Hoard, like a hoarder, not a whore.
Hoardism. Okay. Dism. Hoardism. She's a hoarder.
Hoard-like hoarder. Tendencies. I think that's
a whore,
not whore.
Hoardish tendencies.
Okay.
She has hoardish tendencies.
No, like a hoarder. Mm-hmm. Do you guys hear? Hoarder?
Whore.
No, shut up.
Like white.
Not whore. But go on. I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
This is
that
a PG show.
I know, but
it's
not.
It's actually a PG-13 show. This is a kids. We're gonna record the podcast. Go in your rooms. Mom's gonna talk about hoarding. Hoarding is a dirty word in this house. I don't like hoarders because I've been trying to cleanse.
Oh,
and,
have you?
And I've been.
Why is the hallway still filled with boxes that you haven't took to storage yet?
Because we might get a new place in 6 to 12 months. Or two
so
to
we gotta
years.
Sit there. We gotta. Let's just go sit there.
Okay. Anyway, speaking of hoarding in closets and packing clothes that are from the closets into this, I'm trying to sort of have a segue here from hoarding. So she likes to be prepared.
Yes.
But that is helpful, but it's kind of psycho to pack 3 weeks in advance.
Let me explain myself. When you pack last minute and when you pack frantically, you have more of a chance of either forgetting something or overpacking.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that to be true because I may or may not have overpacked every single trip I've ever gone on. Hmm. But I think when you pack early and you're like, hey, I have all the things I need, if something were to come up in the next few weeks and you're like, hey, did you pack Josh's EpiPen? Hmm. You might want to make sure that you do it. Which, by the way, I need to pack the EpiPen. That's a good idea. Yeah. And all the meds.
Fair point. I get you. So there's that. You know, probably should think about packing passports. That kind of helps you get in from country A to country B. I get that.
The passports right now. So you guys, we were a few weeks ago. We were going to go get the passports updated and, you know, expedite them. Not that they're fine until like this summer, but we were like, hey, let's just go ahead and get this done. When I tell you,
I think we got to out the specific U.S. Post Office. Yeah. 2237 West Lawrence Avenue-ish.
Yeah. Trash. We walked in and, you know, in their defense, we misread the hours on the website. But if you go to their website, the hours are kind of ridiculous. So we show up.
But what she means is when you're getting a passport, you've got to go and do some crap at the post office. I don't know why, but whatever. They approve the passport, blah, blah, blah. And so there's walk-in hours to get your passport stuff completed. They ask for like 30,000 documents. You have them already. And you bring them in, and there's walk-in hours, and there's also like by appointment only hours. So yeah. I had misread it, to Deanna's point, and I thought it was a walk-in, but it was actually a by appointment only. This is Friday at like 11 a.m. The kids are off of school. I'm thinking, I don't know, I thought post workers work 9 to 5, so keep going.
Yeah, so we get there and she's like, we do not take appointments. We do not take walk-ins. Blah, blah, blah. And like, she just started popping off. And I'm like, all right.
We weren't even in line. We just walked in.
Yeah, there were two ladies there. One lady saw us clearly with passports and she's like, oh, are you guys waiting for your passports? Just go ahead and wait there. Her co-worker chimed in and...
Worker is a generous term.
True. Yeah. I don't know what she was doing.
Lady behind desk.
And she just started like yelling like, we don't take walk-ins on Fridays. I set my own schedule. Blah, blah. And I was like, whoa.
Private contractor as a postal worker?
I initially was ready to go back at her. But then I was like, you know what? Even if she were to take our appointment, would I have wanted that person handling sensitive information of my kids? Yeah. And I had that moment of like, I'm not going to argue with her to do this. I don't want her to do it. I don't trust that she wouldn't accidentally mess something up. I don't know. So anyway, we end up walking out. Anyway, the reason why I'm telling this
story... Somebody in front of us walked out too because I think they also were trying to get passports. They didn't
know. I think the website itself was stupid. But anyway, I'm telling you this story because we still have all the passports in that packet from like 2 weeks ago. So I do need to put those in the suitcase. See?
Yeah. Well, this podcast is supposed to get us organized for life. But yeah, so I mean, that was fun. Getting passports is fun. So yeah, we're excited because we're taking our kids to, this is going to be their second continent because they've only been to Mexico and the U.S. They've never been outside of North America. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. So that's what we're looking forward to. We will keep you guys posted. I will be live reporting from the Vatican.
And I'll let you know if we got there and it was overwhelming and too much things going on without a day in between to rest. You know, I think rest is important. And, you know, but you only live once, right? YOLO. You only live once. And like Bob said, you can rest when you're dead.
I love this idea of just like vlogging every day, just aggressive podcast. Deanna's like, you know, it's like when people are like, yeah, I'm so tired. I'm just sitting here and it's been such a day. And then.
Would that be me?
You should keep doing the humble brag. Like, you know, I just spent at a private tour of the Blue Grotto and, you know, I'm just feeling like I had a Michelin star restaurant meal and I'm feeling really overwhelmed about the amount of Italian red wine that we had that was just amazing.
I just want to say, you're the one kind of doing the humble bragging right now. I didn't say anything about the Michelin star restaurant.
We haven't booked that yet. Although, from what I can ascertain, that word, ascertain. It's one of those 50 cent words.
Percolate.
Percolate.
I think you've been using that word a lot. That hurt this week.
I've been percolating about how I'm going to ascertain.
Why did you start using that word, though?
Percolate.
Yeah. Like, you had to have heard it from somewhere recently, and then you're like, I'm at, that's my vocabulary. That's
no, I'm just the winner of the Loyola English Student of the Year in 2010. So it's like words just sort of float in the ether of my mind that just, they just
stop you right there.
They just want to be
no, shut up.
Exposed for what they are.
But it's like, what? I know what it is. Like, you, when you not learn a new word, but when you, you know, like a new word, that you're like, hey, I'm going to add this to my daily. I know what it is.
Excuse me.
I'm going to get sick of him.
Would you like me to turn up the Charles Dickens, the Victorian literature?
I don't. You guys, we watched one video on some helpful Italian phrases. And I know, but no.
I want to say it so bad. I want to interrupt her.
No, because I think it's respectful to go to a new country and at least attempt to speak their language, even though you know you might suck, but you're not like, hey, you know, I don't speak English American around here. But Bob, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, can you, you know, just take it easy.
Prego un caffè, grazie. Prego un caffè. Prego un caffè, grazie. I would like a coffee, please. Thank you. I'm gonna say that a number of times, because here's the thing: I've got a really, really ambitious agenda. I need to take coffee so I can stay awake in Italy.
We might all be on coffee at that point.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And you know what? I may not look it, but I sure sound it. Prego, prego, grazie.
You guys,
grazie.
we're gonna start filming soon. I don't know when. But we want to start filming these podcasts. You have to see Bob say this and understand the frustration that boils up.
Here's the thing, though. When we video it, I can't sit 6 inches from you looking at you with, like, right now you're probably just like, this would be such a weird video. Like, I'm going to have to be more sort of buttoned up and formal and
I think they can picture it. Just imagine me looking down, actively trying not to make eye contact, actively trying to actively trying to ignore this chaos. But no, it's fine. I appreciate your willingness to try, because like I think it's really easy to not try. Mm-hmm. And one thing Bob is going to do, Bob is going to try. And you don't stop until you get what you want.
You can't, here's the thing. You can't spell Robert E. Spurl without try. I had to put a Y in Robert
Tree.
Robert Tree Spurl.
Robert Tree.
Robert Y. Spurl.
Maybe there's another word instead of try that your name can spell. No, I don't think there is.
No, you can say tore. I tore through that dictionary. Robert tore through the dictionary.
Oh my gosh. Well, look, I appreciate it. You know, whatever, for what it's worth, you know, I think the kids called. Joshua came up, so the kids think we're lame, apparently. But Josh told me that we're not cringe anymore.
Yeah. Although I did call myself a cringe mofo.
Called yourself that?
We were at the Starbucks roastery. By the way, real tourist trap downtown Chicago, but I had a dark mocha latte, which is fueling me for the next 80 hours. I won't be sleeping. Yikes. I'm just going to keep rolling. And I could tell Josh is like, ugh, this guy next to me. And so I said, do you think I'm a cringe mofo? And he starts laughing. I'm like, do you know what mofo means? He's like, mother. I'm like, yep, you know what it means. So here's the thing. I'm a bit of a cringe mofo. I own it. I earned it. And here's the thing. Cringe to me, every dad wants to be cringe. Because here's the thing. It shows that you're trying, that you're entertaining your children, that you're making them laugh. Even if they're a little bit embarrassed by you. I'd rather be embarrassed by my kids than to not want them in the room with me, you know?
That's fair.
And I think the other thing...
It's kind of cute, too. Like, they think it's cringe, but at the end of the day, they secretly kind of love it.
They do. They do. So, that's that. I mean, we will... Yeah, we'll be in Italy. We'll be doing more traveling, too. This is going to be a weekly thing, guys. We're going to keep this podcast going. This is the third week in a row.
I'm proud of that.
That we're doing this podcast.
Yeah.
I think we're going to do some live stuff, too. In Rome and maybe other places. We're going to be...
Maybe not live. We'll see about that. But
live stream on YouTube.
You know, you might be asking yourself at the end of this podcast, what was the point of us talking about it?
Of what?
Going to Rome.
What's the point of any podcast? Let's be frank, guys. This is a freaking podcast. It's just talking about things you're doing.
People just talk about things. Their thoughts, their ideas, their foods that they're eating.
The thing I will say is when we turn off the podcast, this is like who we are.
That's true.
And we're turning up a little bit, but not by much. Maybe 10% increase.
10%. That's all you need.
But yeah.
Chicago tax.
So the point, Deanna.
Where does the Chicago tax?
Excuse me. What was the point? Prego. That doesn't even fit there. Prego.
If you are Italian and you're listening to this, I apologize.
Offended.
I apologize. Like, we're honestly not trying to be offensive. We're not trying to be insensitive. But the guy in the YouTube video taught us these
Prego.
Words.
But I'm not kidding. So I've studied like years of Spanish. He went hard on the R roll. Prego. I'm not kidding. This
Prego,
is not me.
Prego.
Prego.
Like the pasta sauce. Grazie. Prego.
And here's the thing. It's I can't speak the language that I can't speak German. I can make fun of it. German sounds like...
We're not making fun of anyone. We're not. Nope. Not doing that.
Let me rewind. Enjoying the differences in culture that are interesting and fun and thought-provoking. And you're right, Deanna. I'm sorry. Prego. Prego. You go. Prego.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Better than Prego. Like Prego. You go. Prego.
Yeah, you're not even trying at that point.
Prego.
You know. Grazie.
Like, you know.
Or just gracias. If it's a... Ooh, anyway, I don't want to say it.
Gracias. Gracias.
Don't do that. It's similar.
Can I add two quesadillas, please, and burritos? Thanks. Gracias.
Chicken lilies. Matt Tresky, if you ever come across this podcast, we now will always say chicken lilies, thanks to you and your dad. So appreciate you for that. But yeah, the point was mostly just to talk about travel, and we are doing it.
Boring.
People travel all the time.
I know. We want to show you a bit of who we are, and we want to you to enjoy it with us. I think part of the idea of this podcast on a serious note, because you know we always have to have a little bit of a serious note in here, bringing joy to people, bringing character, bringing hopefully enjoyment. You know, we want these listeners to be something that, you know, gets you through the day, and maybe you learn something. You're like,
I want
to go to Italy. Grazie. Maybe we could do a tour a couple years from now, and it's just me speaking terribly broken Italian, making a fool of myself.
But having fun.
That's what it's all about. A little limoncello fun. So, you guys rock, as always. You rock.
Hey, thanks for sticking through this episode with us. And you know what? Just wait for... If you're not following us on Instagram... Go ahead and do that.
Oh, I was gonna do some sort of like... I thought you were gonna announce something.
Oh no! Is that our outro music?
No. I'm saying like it's like I thought you were like, okay, everybody, I got something to say. Like,
oh no. The only thing I was gonna say is if just follow us and you can follow our personal pages too. I think our podcast Instagram is a little bit on the weak side. I'm not going to lie. We are not the most...
Mid,
as the kids would say. But anyway, you can follow us if you want to see what our actual faces look like and see that side of us.
I don't think they want to see mine. Maybe yours, though.
But no, you can do that. Send us an email. Where do you want us to go? Oh, that'd be a fun podcast idea.
That would be fun.
Email us and say, hey, can you go here? And we're just like, yep, we'll do it.
Actually, real easy email address. Our last names is Spurl, Spoerl. We got married in 2012. Our email is spurl2012@gmail.com. Now, we do have other emails, and we've got a show email, but this one is way cooler. I love the idea of people just emailing spurl2012@gmail.com. Yeah. And
it has to be something we can.
If you want to spam us, go ahead. I love that idea.
But don't do that.
I don't love that idea. What am I talking about?
God. Okay, we just got to end this. All right, y'all. Have a good day.
Bye.
Or night. Whenever you listen to this.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Prego.
We have to listen. Ciao.
Ciao. All you have to live for the day. Can't stop from fading away. You can't stop it from fading away. Change it.